All you motherfuckers suck our dick because you already know that damn Kendrick album coming out next week and the next week. Just stay tuned, man. It's going to come out, man. Look, per Mike, he says suck. Look, the real reason is Kendrick dropped unexpectedly. This is not our full-time job. We need time to absorb the album. It will be out late next week, man, for real. Dead in Hip Hop, we're not going to miss this one. How will we be Dead in Hip Hop? We're not going to do Kendrick album. Peace.
And we know the album is out. I think that was the most annoying thing. Hey, man, you guys know the album out? Yeah, we kind of know it's out. And I'm not on the cover of Kendrick Lamar's album.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not on the That's cover you, man. Of Kendrick Lamar album.
That's you.
I say that too. In this review.
That Ain't Hip Hop, man, album review. This one is Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah Sour Soul. This is the second Ghostface project that we tackle, and I have to say, personally, Ghostface is my favorite Wu-Tang member. If you go watch 12 Reasons to Die, said everything about Ghostface in that one. But on this, man, I really like where Ghostface is in this part of his career. He's not reinventing himself. He's not giving you this new person, this, like he's evolving. No, he stays within himself and he gives you exactly what you want. But what he's doing now is he's getting with different producers that are painting that movie landscape differently for him. And this project, man, the production, it sounded like a movie score. And Ghostface, with his grit and his grime and his smoothness, he comes on this and just murks everything on it. And also all of the features added to it. Like, one of my favorite tracks was Tone's Rap. Because if you fuck with Ghostface, you know he go by Pretty Tony, one of his monikers, and he's always talking about pimping hoes and this shit. And you know, I'm from the South, so that's what we talk about down here. So I like that shit. Why you look at me, Mike, man? We talk, they.
I don't talk about that.
I don't know. Who's he talking about that?
I don't know.
Him and Nano?
I don't know.
It ain't me. Who you telling to go iron your robe?
Right. Just laying on this robe.
I can't dip in this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, you like that now, people?
I don't know. You know, nigga, I stay fresh, man, you know. But nah, man, always in the pimp shit. You know, me being from Chicago, Midwest, Pope Pimp, all that. All
right, and I'd be South, Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? Well, in the South, you know, we talking about pimping hoes and strip clubs and shit like that. Some of the features, Elzai did his damn thing. Yo, his verse on this shit was crazy. Was crazy. I know the only Elzai joint that we did the review, I kind of marginalized him. I'm not trying to marginalize him as an artist. This motherfucker is dope as fuck. And this verse, you know what I'm saying, proves it with all of the other work. The 6 Degrees with Danny Brown, that shit was dope too. Like I said, he's not beating your head over with anything. So if you're a Ghostface fan, you like all of those monikers and different stuff, and like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? And in the production, I had to go fuck with Bad Bad Not Good after this. After I heard this, I'm like, yo, like, this motherfucker's on some other shit. So I started checking out some of his other work, and y'all should too, man. Shit's dope as fuck. Definitely bumps in the whip.
At first, I think I was a little, I think kind of like how Mike was when we did 12 Reasons That. I was kind of hoping for, like, kind of Ghost to kind of go off a little bit, like, just like for a rapping rise, like how he was on Fish Scale or whatever. But then, you know, listening to the type of the production that Bad Bad Not Good is like, it's kind of like, okay, he toned down for a reason. Just like 12 Reasons That, I kind of accepted him for toning it down and being the less, you know, charismatic Ghostface that I'm used to always having. Even though he was on this album, and I can see why. But I really felt like this album was a Bad Bad Not Good and a Ghostface album, because on a lot of the tracks, you know, it was a lot of times where, like, Bad Bad Not Good have instrumentations going on. He, like, Ghostface may maybe spit like one verse, and then the second half of the song, you get Bad Bad Not Good. Like, the last track, that's actually probably one of my favorite tracks, Experience. How it kind of doom. Just like how the beginning track, it kind of picked off where it left off, and it just all types of elements going on there.
And the one with Ray Gun with Doom, how, like, toward the end of that, the beat changed and it was by itself. Stark's right, Reality with right, just an instrumentation. Also Mono, the intro. So that was dope too.
Yeah.
So I felt like
it was really like Ghost and them. It wasn't like one person kind of held more of it the other way. But speaking of that Doom track, man, that was easily like one of the most energetic tracks that I like. That was like one of my favorite tracks on the actual whole album, to be honest with you. That one. And that was just light work, I think. That was just a light jaw for Elzai. I mean, you know, it was still a dope verse, don't get me wrong. No. That's a dope verse, but you know, it was just, you know, just a little warm up for the album and shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, like I said, I think that's one thing I liked about this album. I really felt like it was a collaborative project. Like I didn't think Ghostface stole the show, really. I don't think Bad Bad Not Good really stole the show, because I think Ghostface did a great job of being a spotlight on this album. Like I said, the Doom, what's the name of that joint? Ray Gun, that's easily my favorite joint. That 70s type sound. I think, you know what, too? And when I was listening to this, I think this would have, and no shots to Adrian Young. I love Adrian Young. I think Bad Bad Not Good would have gave him a great sound for 12 Reasons.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if they would have gave him like that type of 70s, early 70s type of sound for that album, what? What's so funny?
Adrian Young gonna fuck you up now, too.
I think
this would have been good for that, because this wasn't that type of story.
That was, yeah.
It wasn't like that story. No, if Ghostface story for that was just about pimping and shit, that'd have been fine. But this backdrop would not have matched that story at all.
I think Bad Bad Not Good can match that backdrop.
You're saying that you think they could create the music for that.
Yeah.
No.
No, because it wasn't like a funky story. That was like the story. No, it was like a dark, kind of like gritty story.
Yeah, I think
so. That worked, but Bad Bad, that's not their sound.
But I think
music-wise, I think Bad Bad Not Good can capture that.
Dark like that. They're more like a funky jazzy group. I think they
only have a couple of tracks that are really dark. Right. On the
previous albums and stuff. I don't know. Maybe
so. You think that this was light, though?
I think this fits with.
But it wasn't light. But I agree with B, where I think that just listening to this, I think that they could have crafted a 12 Reasons to Die, or make the musical backdrop to that type of story. Not saying that they would have did it better than AJ Young or nothing like that. But because I think that
that's
they could.
That's how I feel. I feel like
we were discussing it.
No, but well, for one, they're wrong. I totally disagree with that. I don't think they have the soul they need to pull that off.
I think so.
And that's no disrespect to them.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But nah, I think they're good at what they do. But I think to really get to where 12 Reasons to Die went, I think they need to have a bit more soul in them. And I don't necessarily hear that in their music, which I love. But you know, they couldn't have pulled that off.
Well, hey, look, I still love the album. I thought it was 12 tracks, just enough. It wasn't too long. What, like 31, 32 minutes?
33
minutes.
Yes, please. Add the 2 and the 1, get the 3.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I like that, man. I thought it was great, quick, to the point. The features was dope. Everything was great. I liked it. I enjoyed this album a lot.
Took a while for me to adjust to Ghostface over the production when I listened to it. I don't know what I was expecting musically from Bad Bad Not Good. So when I was listening to it, it didn't feel like they really kind of meshed very well together. But as I listened to it more and more, and I went back, I said, I got to go back and listen to some of their earlier work again. And I went back and listened to it, and I got a full understanding once again of what type of sound they do. So then I went back and listened to this together again, and then I got to where you two are now, is that it really is like a collaboration. We give you the intro with Mono, and then, you know, Ghostface will do his thing. And then, like you said, the track before Food, where he did one verse, and then they close it out. And so I was like, and then Stark Reality, which was an instrumental track. So then I was like, okay, this is really a collaboration between the two, and not just really like a Ghostface album completely. So I understood a little bit more. Like, I liked what I heard, but I think my expectations were so high that when I listened to it, I was kind of like, oh man, this is not really what I expected or wanted to hear from the two of them together. Because I'm such a fan. So when I saw that they were working together, I really expected something on 12 Reasons to Die type of level, which, you know, I really love that album. Not on that level, no. Nah. Not 12 Reasons to Die. Still a good album, but not on the level of that one. I think that one was so...
That was
so,
in your top five of the year.
Yeah, right? It was so expertly crafted, man, from the sounds to the storyline to the rhyming. You know, this one was a collaboration where, you know, it was just, you know, Goldface gonna come over, he's gonna do his raps, he's gonna have his intro, you know, and he did what he did. So, still a good album. 12 Reasons to Die and 36 Chambers both had like soul in it. You know what I'm saying? And this didn't have that the full amount of soul that the other two albums that he's done had to me. Nah.
36
Seasons.
I was like, maybe it was called that, because I didn't really jam the album like that, but you said 36 Chambers.
You did. So, yeah. 36 Chambers.
I wanted to bring you back.
Appreciate it, B. Good looking out. So right there. Appreciate it.
And our first listen, I was like, all right, Ghost is very smooth on this. So I was like, I mean, it's good, but I was like, I'm not really super feeling it. Second, third listen, I was like, all right, now it's clicking. I think Ghostface is one of those type of rappers, I swear to God, man. It's like he can do no wrong. I feel like he could rap that the fucking ABC.
Yeah.
And it would be dope.
Yeah,
it would be like dope as shit. Like, the way his voice sounds, the way he strings sentences together, and it's not even always about what he's saying, it's just how he says it, how he pulls it off. It was just like ODB to me. The way ODB spit shit, it was always the way he did it. It didn't really matter what he was saying. He could be saying, fucking cat in the bag, I went to the street and got a hag, I don't know, just, it sounds fucking dope. This shit, I think this project is actually really good. Like, I think the way Ghostface sounds over these beats, he sounds fucking great. And it definitely sounds like the score to a movie. It sounds like a old fucking blaxploitation film, like an old Foxy Brown. Oh my God, what is her name? Pam Grier, Jesus Christ. That is Foxy.
She is Foxy Brown, yes.
Coffee, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say. Like, I loved, there was not a song on here that I didn't like. And I definitely think that it was a true collaboration, because like you guys were saying, there were songs where Ghost didn't even rhyme. But in the songs that he did rhyme, he sounded perfect. Like, it just mixed in perfect. And the main song, my fucking jam, was 6 Degrees. That shit was so dope. The beat switch up, like, on their verses. Ghost was good enough. Ghost was like, okay, that was a dope verse. When Danny Brown came in, because I was like, how are they going to match up? Because they're so different. And how's he going to sound on that beat? Perfect. Yeah. Danny Brown came and fucking killed that fucking song.
He was gump on that, bro.
Danny Brown was gump as fuck on that track. Look, Danny Brown, I'm telling you, that might be my favorite feature.
I know, he mad.
Danny Brown might be my favorite feature on the whole project, just because I liked the energy exchange between the two, because Ghost came on, he was energetic, but he was still smooth. There's nothing smooth at all about Danny Brown. Danny Brown is just raw. And man, he said that shit about smoking on chronic, feeling like Nostradamus. I see dying in the future, nigga, I promise. Man, come on, man. Danny Brown sounded so good over that beat. Now, nothing against Elzai. I definitely think Elzai's fucking verse was dope as shit. The face down ass up like a car dealer. Like, all his verses are fucking great. I don't know if I would say this was a light Elzai verse like B said. But I get what you're saying, though. Yeah. But I think 6 Degrees is one of my favorite songs. Street Knowledge, that was my other favorite song. And this is no disrespect. I don't know who Tree is.
Tree?
Yeah. I don't know him.
Say that, because they always like to correct us.
Especially if you're wrong.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I don't know where you're from either.
They're going to say it in the conversation.
But again, this is no disrespect, but I wasn't super into his verse. It wasn't whack or bad. It was just, it didn't really fit to me. But when Ghost came in, and I liked that beat a lot. And when Ghost came in, that song was just dope. And the way it rolled right into Ray Gun, which again was probably the most energetic track on here, was just incredible, man. But yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I think they did a damn good job with this project. I think Ghost is on a fucking spree right now of just putting out quality albums. Yeah. And I think this live band thing really, really works for him, because even though he has that grit and that grime sound, he can still sound smooth. That Pretty Tony Pimp shit is just, it's fucking hilarious to me. And out of Wu, he's one of the most, he can be hard when he wants to, but he also has that wit and he has that comedic aspect. He'll say some goofy, funny shit that you, looking at him, you would not expect him to say some shit like that. You'd be like, this dude looks scary.
Yeah.
But he seems like a goofy, cool-ass dude.
Yep.
But, yeah, I love this project.
Look, I don't know if you guys are going to make any more projects together, but this is more for Ghost. Keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like the producers that you've linked up with as of late. Like I said, this part of your career, I like it. And you know, you're not changing, man. Just keep doing this shit right here, man. Look, you to me, you're already a legend. Do what you want to do. But this shit right here, this is where it's at, man. It's just dope.
Since 93, man, like I've always loved you, Ghost. So, you know, shit, keep doing whatever you want to do. Rather, it's going to be live instrumentation. If you want to grab some beat makers, producers, or whatever, do whatever. I mean, I'm going to check for it regardless. So.
I mean, you made beats, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, check it out. Do whatever. I love it.
I love this run you're on right now with your last three projects, man. I love them all, man. I think it's dope that you're finding different ways to continue to put out music and challenging, you know, yourself and challenging the others that you're working with. And I like that you reached out to these young cats, Bad Bad Not Good, and work with them as well, because I like all of their work, and I think you guys did, you know, do a great collaboration together with this particular project. Just keep up the good work. That's all I got, man. I'm appreciating and enjoying everything you're putting out. So
I just think this is a great project. Like Ken said, I do like the run that he's been on. He's definitely on fire. And Bad Bad Not Good, I really enjoy what you guys do, man. You guys are definitely bringing something creative to music. And this was a great collaboration. This definitely sounds like some shit that you would just be riding around listening to in a Buick. You know what I'm saying? Like an old beat up Buick. Or in the house with a lava lamp. You know what I'm saying? With a lava lamp. Yeah, and a butt naked roller skating girl.
Right.
That's what shit sounds like to
with
me.
With a lint roller.
What?
To make sure you ain't got that on your wrong
road.
You gotta make sure. She running around.
Son, what the hell? That's what I'm trying to think, man.
I love. That's hilarious. I didn't even have that most last shit people ever did.
Oh my god. I just started in my head when you said that shit.
That shit would be dope, though. I would love that shit.
Oh,
I need so much enjoyment out of some shit like that.
Yes.
A butt naked chick with a fucking.
That's
us. Oh my god. I be like, I'm living a life. I can buy
it.
I be FaceTiming like a motherfucker.
These motherfucking titties going right here.
We'll be dope, but she ain't even in the room. You just like, oh, so I got some lint on my shirt. We'll just bust open.
Right.
Oh shit.
That would be it.
I ain't got nothing else to say. Oh, I love this project. Ghostface, you are definitely one of my favorite Wu members, and you have not fallen off yet. And I greatly appreciate that. But just keep doing you. Like B said, man, I feel like you're definitely one of those MCs that can just do just about anything. You can do that boom bap shit. You can do like that smooth shit. You can do that pimp shit. You show you can even do that love shit. So yeah, man, just keep doing what you're gonna do, man. I love this shit.